It is time now for the Silver City Report. To find out what's happening in Silver City, I recently talked with Silver City Daily Press and independent reporter Ben Fisher and editor Christine Steele. Ben, how are you doing and what's happening in Silver City?
Oh, lots of news up here this week.
Now, I know you had something that actually had to do with the Forest Service.
The Gila National Forest for the last year or so has been embroiled in their really in-depth forest plan revision process, which will guide management on the Gila National Forest for the next 15 years at least. They released their draft plan just a few days ago, and they're holding public meetings throughout the southwest part of the state this week to discuss that and to gather some public input. First one will be Wednesday in Silver City at the Western Mexico University Global Resource Center from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Then on Thursday, it'll be down in Membris at the Roundup Lodge, also from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And on Friday, they go down to Las Cruces, and that will be from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Las Cruces Convention Center.
I want to continue on with a story that's been ongoing near the area. It's Cliff Schools.
The Cliff residents recently had a student make a threat to the school. That led through a series of administrative decisions to the administrative leave of the principal, Dean Spurgeon, and also led to a community meeting just the other day where residents, you know, expressed some frustration that because they're so far away, they don't really have a voice there. They're in Silver Consolidated School District. They don't think that they're represented on the board. And so they met the other day to discuss what they think their school would benefit from security-wise, and also discuss forming a parent teacher organization, which no school in our county actually has.
Very interesting. So there is no parent-teacher association in place right now in the Consolidated School District?
In Silver Consolidated, in Cobra Consolidated, nowhere in Grant County.
Wow. We'll stay updated on that. I also want to move on to something that seems to always be in the news, and that is the Gila Regional Medical Center.
Absolutely. Gila Regional Medical Center seems determined to stay in our headlines. This week we had discussions with members of a new organization that said Monday was day one for this grassroots effort. They call themselves Keep Our Hospital, and they are a group of physicians, activists, current and prospective residents unhappy with the process Grant County Commission and contractor Juniper Advisory have thus far conducted their investigation into the possible partnership or sale of Gila Regional Medical Center. They feel that it hasn't been transparent enough. They feel that it's being steamrolled through and that this will end up with the sale of the last county-owned hospital, at least in our region, but I think in the state, without any input from the public.
What are the major thoughts about this possible sale? Why are they so against it?
Physicians are concerned that with a corporate owner or partner that, you know, all of the autonomy, all the decision-making will be made out of the community by people who don't care about the community, and a lot of the funds will be siphoned out of the region as well.
Okay, Ben, thank you very much for that update. I want to move on to Christine Steele, editor with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Hello, Christine.
Hi, good afternoon, Anthony. We have two big crime cases grabbing state headlines this week. The Philemon Varela double homicide case from 5 years ago. Philemon was 16 years old when he allegedly shot and killed his two cousins. This case has been tied up in the Supreme Court for more than 3 years. It was brought back to district court last week. Judge Robinson ruled against a motion to dismiss it on speedy trial issues, and it will go to trial on May 7th. Philemon has been in Grant County Detention Center for most of his teenage years, from 16 through 21, and he'll go to trial in May. The other case we have is a former Silver City Town employee who was the purchasing agent from 2012 to about 2016, who was charged with 138 counts of theft and embezzlement, 50 of them felonies, for allegedly embezzling more than $12,000 to pay her personal cell phone bill, buy concert tickets, gifts, and run her personal makeup business selling unique products, which she promoted on her Facebook page. So that case has been all over state news as well.
All right, Christine, thank you so much for the update. Have a great day, Christine, and we look forward to speaking with you all next week.
Thank you, Anthony.